What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Virtuous Diva, and Company with a little bit of Ladies and Gents podcast episode. I am your host, Miss Virtuous Diva and Company, and I have a very special guest on the show tonight by way of Vinance, Georgia. We are, you know, very much spiritual sisters, and tonight we're going to talk about topics as it relates to relationships and love, you know, self-discovery, because the topic is going to be real juicy tonight. So my special guest is Miss Brittany Jones. She is a more like a spiritual sister to me. We have gravitated. We have grown. We are in this world living as we should, you know, spinning the block and also standing on business. So you guys stay tuned for more Ladies and Gents podcast episode.
Lift off and the clock has started.
Picture myself getting, you know how you say you want an A. You striving for that A. You don't really want to get a B. You really don't want to get a C. You damn sure don't want to get no D or F, but you striving to really get an A or an A+. And I had to ask myself, like, do you want to continue to fail this class? And, you know, in my mind, you know, mentally, physically, and emotionally, you know, in psychology, and the psychology of it is like tricking your mind and say, you know what? What's going to really make me stop doing this, or what's going to really make me break me from this? So I just say, you know what? You know, I'm striving for an A+, you know, but the striving gets real, you know, when you have certain days and you're like, damn, I really want to do this. I really want to, you know, but like I said, it ain't in my budget. So, you know, I'm trying to pass this class. And it's been a struggle since July of last year. Since July of last year. So, you know, sister is striving here. You know, it's not saying that there's no temptations or anything of that nature, but it's, you know, it's definitely, it's been a struggle in a sense, but, you know, as they say, it has the world says, out of sight, out of mind. Yeah.
Yeah. You're right about that. And I'm going to make it that way as well. You know, I myself am tired of getting in my own way at this point in the game.
Right.
You know, smoking started as a self-soothing thing for me, you know?
Right.
I was here with a very painful childhood, you know, and when I say painful, my mom was everything.
Right, okay? Right.
But I was very angry with her for not being able to play the role of mother and father, which was providing and keeping me stable. And so, you know, I have to give myself a lot of grace. You know, it's amazing that I managed to come through what I've gone through,
right.
You know, considering the inconsistency and the instability that I've faced in my lifetime.
Right.
You know, yeah, it was an adventure, but in the same breath, it is one that, it was one that cost me a lot, when it came down to peace of mind. And, you know, it cost me a lot when it came down to, you know, roots.
Right.
To
absolutely.
Having, you know, solid roots. You know, that you get a place that you can go back to, you know, for a long time. I didn't have that.
Right.
So, you know, so I'm just doing the work to heal myself, you know, to let, you know, and God is actually doing the work for me because
Amen.
He's showing me every single day right now, you know.
Amen.
Like I said before, I've not been working since April, you know. Today I got a call from a temp agency and they're looking for a recruiter. The recruiter is an in-office position, you know. They didn't tell me what the salary was, so it's a base plus commission, which means it is probably really low, which is okay. You know, I'm going to pray on it because, like I said, I still need to be, you know, I would much rather work for my mother.
Right.
Just because of the fact she understands what I'm trying to do and she supports what I'm trying to do.
Amen.
You know, and leave the other stuff, you know, the rest up. You know, to the universe or to God or, you know, whoever.
Amen.
But, you know, that's what smoking came from. It came from self-soothing. You know what I'm saying? It has been a consistent friend to me. Just like I sucked my thumb for the first 10 years of my life.
Right.
It was a constant friend to me.
Right.
You understand?
Right.
So it's time for me to realize this and break this generational curse because not only did my mother's father pass from smoking related complications, but my father's father passed from them as well.
Right.
And it's time for me to stand up and honor them by walking away from this practice, this habit.
Right.
Because you know, at this point in the game, I'm 41. I'll be 42 at the end of this year. You know, I don't want to increase any chances of anything happening. You know, I think I'm balancing everything by eating healthier, but, you know, you still want to just kind of sort of just go all the way.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You want a chance to heal. So.
Right. You know, and I heard you, I'm sorry, I heard you say, you know, something, you know, when we talk about things that soothe us, you know, when sometimes we, you know, those things come as a coping mechanism, you know, and we learn how to cope because we know it's something that we can relate to. You know, many of us relate to sex. A lot of us relate to alcohol. A lot of us relate to, you know, people, places, and things. Let me just put that all into one equation. But, you know, we have these coping mechanisms. You know, that's like some people have a hard time when it comes to masturbating. You know, they really cope with the fact that it soothes them. You know, it gets them to a point where they're not so related to the issue or the problem, but they go into the factor saying, you know what, this is going to make me feel better. I know how I want to feel, and this is what's going to make me feel like this. And so this is what I turn to because this is what I know. And when you're familiar with the know, you cope with the knowing, you know, and then you get to the point you think,
uncomfortable,
right? Absolutely. And, you know, and we don't want to feel uncomfortable. As women and as men, as people who are grown out here, out adulting, we hate to feel uncomfortable. And that's the most, you know, uneasy feeling to have is when we don't have comfort. You know, it's almost like when, you know, Big Mom was in the kitchen cooking and all the everybody was cooking and coming together and we had food that comforted us. Back then, we had these foods that comforted us. But at the end of the years went by, these foods didn't allow us to live a healthier lifestyle either. You know, it was a comfort to us. You know, it's hard to break those habits and break those things that are comforting to us because we need something to cope with. You know, we need something to get by and, you know, so forth. But I know how hard it is. You know, believe me, you know, we toasted on plenty of friendship. of friendship. That's our name for marijuana, everybody. That's our name. That's what it's called. We call it God dang on friendship. You know, you can't have a friend without no ship.
So. Right. That was the town gun take you away ship.
Take
right
me away.
And, you know, to be perfectly honest, it's getting to the point where I don't even feel the difference between being high and not being high. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm probably ruined my dopamine receptors and probably need to take at least 5 years of a break.
Wow. I didn't even think about that.
When you're smoking every day consistently,
right?
You know, after a while, it's kind of hard. So,
right.
You know, when you start... You know, now I will say this right here, and this is something I think I've probably been holding out on. I always have a severe reaction whenever I stop smoking nicotine.
Mm.
I get extremely emotional. So
right.
With me finishing this tonight, you know, I do, you know, from past experience, you know, I kind of know the symptoms. You know, every time might be different. But, you know, it winds up being, you know, me crying and, you know, just releasing. So I think it's very, very, for me, it's more deep than I'm even probably able to go at this point in my life.
Mm.
Because it's a situation where it's like, wow, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right,
You know what I'm saying? And I know after this, I'm not going to want to go through that again.
Right. And I heard you say you don't want to walk around with no oxygen chain. You're too cute to be with an oxygen chain.
I really am. And I'm going to be a cute old lady. You know what I'm saying? Because as soon as Gray start acting like you want to take over, I'm going to be like, come on, Gray. I'm going to get me a car with a little swirl. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
Walking around with Susanna part three, Susanna the third, you know what I'm saying? Outside of my wonderful home, you know what I'm saying, looking at my kids and talking to them and telling them to not, you know, to not feed my dog.
Right.
I ain't spoiling another one.
Okay? Right.
I'm not.
I'm going to ask you this question. You know, we talk about, you know, habits and we talk about things to cope with. If you met a guy And he wasn't okay with the fact that you smoked, that, you know, this was your thing. And he, you know, he really, really cared for you. Would that be something you change for him?
I will say this, because I have changed for a guy. Mm-hmm. You should never do it.
Right.
Let me tell you why. That should never be your sole motivation, because when things go astray, mm-hmm. you know, when things go awry, then you return back to that place, because mm-hmm. that was your comfort. He is taking the place of that habit.
Right.
You know? And when the relationship is over with, then there you are.
Right.
Now, when it comes down to it, at the end of the day, I feel like the best relationships are the ones that people don't require that kind of change. Mm-hmm. But they encourage that person, you know, that they love them and they care about them.
Right.
You know? And of course, you know, supporting that person during the process when they quit. But, you know, but when you got somebody that's like, I don't like a girl that drinks.
Right.
I don't
right.
like a girl that smokes. You know what I'm saying? You better off not dating the person.
Right.
Leave them alone. That ain't right. your person. If you gotta put up all of those disclaimers, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Oh, but I smoke, I drink. You know what I'm saying? If you gotta apologize for anything that you do,
right,
with your partner, around your partner,
absolutely,
that is not your partner.
That is not your man.
You know what I'm saying?
That is not your woman.
Because you should never, ever, ever feel. We discussed this earlier. You should never, ever feel. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't be yourself around your partner.
Right.
You know what I'm right. saying? Now, yeah, you know, it could be that you might have a partner that's pretty vocal about their dislike of whatever you're doing, you know,
mm-hmm.
but they still love you. You know, not somebody who's not to the point where they're like, ugh, you know what I'm saying? Like making terrible jokes and making you feel horrible about it.
Absolutely.
But say, for instance, you know, someone likes to, you know what I'm saying, likes to drink a little bit, you know what I'm saying? You know, I already know what the hell I'm going to do when I marry. If
right.
I marry a man who does not drink or doesn't like the person I am when I drink, you know what I'm saying? If I get a little ruckus and he's like, you know what I'm saying? We're just going to have an agreement. Because
right.
if I don't stop drinking, I'll
right.
stop at 3.
That
you know
part.
What I'm saying? If you catch me at 3, you come over and quietly remind me of our deal.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? There's compromise
right.
that you can make. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
I mean, like, now I will say this right here. One thing I don't ever plan on doing is I don't ever plan for my husband to come around to the outside and come pick me up. And come collect me from a group of dudes smoking weed, okay?
Right.
That just ain't it. That's not it, you know? Because, you know, at house parties, you know, the husbands be getting outside and gathering. I ain't that kind of girl.
Right.
You know, I smoke in the privacy of my home.
That part.
But, you know, and it might even be that, you know, I might even decide that, you know what I'm saying, hey, I might do it once or twice a year.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And we agree that I'm outside, I'm at home. I'm not putting our family and our reputation, you know what I'm saying, and our brand in jeopardy.
Right.
This is me doing my stuff. You know what I'm saying? There's a way to respectfully do whatever it is without, you know, I mean, well, not whatever, because you already know some substances you just can't ever, you know what I'm saying? I ain't
right.
never heard of nobody just casually smoking crack. You know
right.
what I'm
that part.
I ain't never heard of nobody just casually smoking meth.
You're right.
Eventually it takes over, like, you know what I'm saying? Everybody I know who's ever been on cocaine, you know what I'm saying, who just kept on doing it, their lives are crap right now. So, you know, there are certain things, you know, marijuana, you know, a little bit of drinking, you know, maybe the hookah, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But nothing, you know, I'm not, you know, nothing outrageous where you just, you know what I'm saying, if you can be with somebody who can watch you smoke crack and destroy your life, that is not your person.
That is not, so you can't,
that ain't your person.
Right, so you can't be in church and have no crackhead at the house, because that ain't gonna, them two roles don't mix, you know. That.
You know, I will say this right here, and I do feel like I'm betraying a friend of mine, but I do have to tell you this story, because her stepdaddy, a similar situation like that happened. Her mother is very religious,
mm-hmm.
and her stepdaddy apparently had a habit, and the mother, you know, tried to push it up under the rug, you know, sweep it up under the rug and everything, but everything culminated when he stole all the Christmas gifts and stole them for crack, and she left him. And
damn.
And then he became rehabilitated. He rehabilitated himself and came back to her a different man and hasn't gone back. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up.
And,
that's what's
you know,
up.
I mean, that's what's up. It's amusing. You know what I'm saying? But that's what's up. But she still left him. You know what I'm saying? She wasn't going to sit there and watch him destroy himself.
Right.
You know?
That's love. That's a lot of love.
That is love. But when you mention somebody going in the church and being married to a crackhead, that's exactly what happened to Sarah. You know what I'm saying?
But you know, it's hard. That's a hard thing to be, you know, in the church and your mate is not in the church, but they out, you know, right? They out there doing whatever, right?
Crackhead person who smokes crack, they're not serving God. How can you?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
They serving that pipe.
God should be the only thing that consumes you,
right?
You understand? It consumes your mind, and when you're addicted to substances, you are separated from Him.
Absolutely,
because you are consuming something other than God.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And not only that, but you consume in something that's foul, something that's going to hurt you.
Right.
You know, we hear about all of these people that have had, you know what I'm saying, they did like 20, 30 years of cocaine, and then they changed their lives, and then guess what happened? They still die. Because
right.
That life came back to bite you in the ass.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
You abuse your temple.
You just kept on moving, and then you thought that, you know what I'm saying, see, what you have to do, when you do stuff like that, you have to atone.
Right.
You have to apologize to your body.
Yeah.
By eating good food.
Yeah.
You can't sweep stuff like that under the rug.
That
you know
part.
What I'm saying? That's how arteries get clogged. You understand? This is metaphoric. I'm going all the way in. I'm about to go to church.
Come on. Come on, Brittany.
It's metaphorical at this point. You know what I'm saying? You think about it. What do you have to do whenever there is a clog in a drain? You have to clear it out.
Yeah.
You cannot keep putting... You know what I'm saying? You cannot just stop putting the stuff that you were putting in there and just keep on business as usual and not address what's in that drain.
Right.
You have to get that drain clean.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, and then you can present yourself to God as a whole and clean sacrifice.
Right.
See, it's not, you know what I'm saying? He wants you to come when you're broken, but he wants you to really step to him when you healed.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
When you have completely repented of everything that you have done and you are completely at that moment without any kind of sin.
Absolutely.
That's when he wants you. That's when you are the most valuable to him.
Amen.
Because you are, he's able to take you and show you things.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? But if you still got corruption in your veins, you know what I'm saying? And you ain't doing nothing to address it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Exercising ain't going to get it.
You got to quit.
Yourself. I'm
right.
Serious. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? I'm talking to myself right now.
Right.
Because at the end of this night, I'm going to have to clean my cells.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to have to clean my blood. I'm going to have to regenerate new cells. And I'm going to have to take care of them.
Absolutely.
And I cannot take care of them properly if I do not address the root issue. Why did you smoke that crap?
Right.
Why did you spend 20 years on meth? You
right.
have to answer those questions.
Right.
Just dipping in some water is not going to save you. You know what I'm saying? Ooh, honey, that's powerful.
And just so y'all know, she is not a crackhead and she's not a meth head.
No,
for the audience.
I'm not marijuana, but that's
that's as good as it's going to get.
That's led many people. That's a road that's led many people.
Right. The destruction.
To other roads that
right.
led them to their destruction. You know what I'm saying? See, I'm one of a kind. I have the ability, and my father does too, and I don't know how, but whatever it is, we both have the ability to quit habits at will.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I do not have a physical dependence on anything that I'm smoking right now.
Right.
You understand that?
Right.
Like marijuana or, you know what I'm saying, the vape. Those are the two things, y'all. It's not crack. It's not meth. We've already gone over that, but I just want to reassure y'all. But, you know what I'm saying? But I was able to stop sucking my thumb after the first 10 years of my life doing it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And really and truly, and what made it so funny is that my teacher had a conversation with me about it when I was 10. I was about to go to middle school.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I had my thumb in my mouth, you know, I'm not going to lie, I wasn't even ashamed of it, you know what I'm saying, whatever. And my teacher, she just casually came to me, I think it was recess, and she's like, you're going to middle school now. I was like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? And she was like, so you're going to have lockers, and you're going to be around a whole bunch of different cool kids and everything. I was like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? She was like, do you want to be active in any sports or anything? I said, well, not really sports, but I do want to be a cheerleader. That story will be later. But I do want to be a cheerleader. And what she said to me changed my life. She said, oh, okay. Yeah, I love the cheerleaders. They just have those cute little outfits and those pom-poms. But I have a question for you. How are you going to hold the pom-poms if one of your hands, is if one of your thumbs is in your mouth?
Mm.
Mm. I promise you, I don't remember, I don't recall sucking my thumb a day after that.
Right.
I don't even know. It was not even a, it wasn't even a conscious decision. It's like she turned, it's like she went in a room and just, a room in my head and just turned the light out.
Right, right.
And my mom said, for like, probably like maybe a couple of weeks, I sucked my thumb at night, but I don't recall doing it. You know what I'm saying? I looked up and I was not sucking my thumb.
Wow.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, you know what I'm saying? So I can sympathize with those who are unable to quit certain things, but I myself have been able to, and you know what I'm saying? I'm going to use that to my advantage. Amen. To walk away for good.
Absolutely. That, you know, and you know, when we talk about, you know, habits, we got into this subject real smooth, you know. But as we, you know, relate this particular topic to habits, you know, we look at, you know, different things we go through in life and how, like I said earlier, certain things just give us comfort, you know, certain things just, you know, cause us to take the, you know, the pain away, the worry away, or whatever the case may be. And it gives you a relief, you know. That's like a person who is a pathological liar. I don't know if you've seen that TikTok story about the woman who the F did I marry, you know, and she said she married a pathological liar. And I was like, damn, you didn't know he was lying from day one? You know, like, how far did you go with the lies?
But she can't hold herself accountable saying she did.
Right, right,
she
right.
She just wanted to be married, so at least she told us.
Come on now.
At least she was honest. She was one of the few people that'd be honest. Normally, it'd be some right. woman acting like she don't know how this happened.
Right, right. Pretended.
Oh my God, how did this happen? You know what I'm saying? And he looked, and she looked. She come home, and all the furniture gone. Not the house up for sale. You know what I'm saying? And the cars are gone too. You know
right.
what I'm saying? And next thing you know what I'm saying? And she negative $5 million in her checking account.
That part. So, that's crazy.
You know what I'm saying?
But you know, when you think about it, sometimes we know. We know what's up, but we don't want everybody around us to know what's up. I think that's the embarrassing part, you know, and when you get into a relationship, like I know when I was getting ready to get married, I know damn well I was young, but I didn't know what I knew now. If I knew what I knew now, I probably wouldn't have got married, but I knew it would be hard for me to call this wedding off. I done spent this money. I done got this cake. I done bought some food stamps to get this food, I don't want to call this thing off because I was worried about what people were going to think about me. I was the embarrassment, you know, and many women and men go through things and they realize that, you know, this person is a comfort for me. Well, you know, when we talk about habits, this person is a love can be a habit, you know, and we it's like this young lady is saying, you know what? This was my habit. I knew what was going on, but I wanted to be married so bad. And not be embarrassed by getting a divorce and looking, you know, looking like, you know, Jack and Jill went up the hill and I'm the only one falling down, you know, and that's crazy, you know, because I seen the rigmarole, but it came to a point I was like, you know what, let's press pause, you know, and even in a relationship, knowing that someone is a true, true lion king, meaning that he or she lies all the time. And you put up with it is a habit. It is a drug. It is a coping mechanism. It is a way of comfort for you not to feel hurt. But you're already hurting. You're already hurting. That's crazy. Yeah. That's crazy. I know we like I said, y'all, we got into this talk about habits. I know y'all going to get something out of this. You know, what's for you, you take what resonates. If it's not for you, you take it and you throw it and you give it to somebody else. But, Brittany, I want to ask you this question. You know, we talk about relationships a lot, you know, and I know you down there in, you know, close to the ATL. I mean, you on Skid Row when it comes to the ATL. And I used to live in the ATL. And let me tell you, what were your words of I guess when it comes to dating and being in the dating game when it comes to being in Atlanta? Because that's a whole nother boulevard for some folks. You know, when you move to the Atlanta, but you know, you from Georgia, but when it comes to dating in this day and time in Atlanta, Georgia, period, what are your thoughts on that?
The first thing is, I would say, and this is just because of the fact that I've watched too many episodes of Fatal Attraction and Snap. Proceed with caution. You know what I'm saying? Anybody, always double check their story, what they say. You know what I'm saying? Unfortunately, in this time, fortunately, we have resources for us to find out. To find out if somebody's lying or not. So there are certain things you can do. You can go online and search their name and, you know, you can see if they're married at least. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm sure it's best to watch your own back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's best to watch your back and protect yourself and guard yourself, but also to stay rooted, you know what I'm saying, in who you are. It's a lot of people out there that like to sell dreams. You know what I'm saying? So I'm a person that likes to make people happy. So
right.
I could, you know what I'm saying, in some portion, you know, empathize, I guess, a little bit with people not wanting to disappoint people when it's a lie, but I can't really just wrap my head around just telling a lie. You
right, that part.
I'm like, I'm going to just say,
because they do.
Who has the time and the energy to think of how to create a false printout of your bank statement? You know, you understand what I'm saying to you? Do you know how long and painstaking that is? Or to even fake like you have an award letter for a mortgage
right.
from a bank.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, that's, you know what I'm saying? But that's where we are right now. We got
yeah.
people because the internet can be used for good and bad right now.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? He used the internet for bad because he was using that to try to use, you know what I'm saying? He probably was looking at bank statements and you know what I'm saying, and award letters or whatever, you know, to try to, you know what I'm saying, capture, to make it complete, you know. And then on top of it, let's not even get into the letterhead on that one. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just insane at this
right.
point in the game. Like, you literally screenshot a picture, printed it out, scanned it in, you know what I'm saying, and put your and put the details and put transaction details on a bank statement.
That man. So, energy.
That level of deception, that's scary. That's to the point where that's insane. You know what I'm saying? At the point where it's like, this man need to probably be locked up for 20 more years. 20 years.
For skeezing and pleasing.
We can't prove, you know what I'm saying, you didn't really fraud nobody, but you know what I'm saying, you got a huge, vast knowledge of how to scam.
Right.
So,
dang.
What you need to do is watch you. Okay.
That part. Mm. Now, I was, you know, I stay watching the news and I try to stay on what's real. Now, I heard on, I want to say this is CBS. Anyway, it was YouTube. And they have a new dating app where it has to do with your credit score. And your, whoo, Jesus, getting real out here. You know, like I said, I just need a dog. I need a pet. But the dating app has to do with your credit score. And your credit score has to be at a financial status so people can see whether or not you guys are going to be compatible. It just think about it. Years ago, people fell in love because they just took one look at you. And they knew, I know, you know, her shoes don't match her dress, but she going to do. He going to do. Now we have gotten to this.
He missing a tooth. No way. He treat me real good.
He treat me good.
He
at home at night. I can depend on him. She ain't out there doing stuff. She ain't got no business. Back then there was some love. But now we've come to this point where people are saying, you know what? Your credit score has got to matter. Do you think that's love? It make my head kind of twirl.
Absolutely not, because you're not going to tell me that. Nobody can tell me that's love. I'm going to tell you why.
Right.
Because I used to work at Express, okay? And when I was bringing up people, you know, we had to offer credit cards.
Right.
You understand? We had to offer credit cards to women. And I had several women come tell me, no, thank you. I already had one and my husband paid it off.
Right.
So at the end of the day, if they want to, they will.
Right.
If they want you, they will.
They
you
will.
You understand?
Right.
People breaking it down to dollars and cents, that's a whole bunch of hurt.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
That's a whole bunch of hurt and a whole bunch of false expectations or unrealistic expectations. People are not dating to build relationships, build generations of happiness for their people. You want to know what they're dating for? Yep. They're dating to find somebody that they homeboys and they homegirls can be like, damn, that's you.
Right, right. For all the wrong reasons.
You understand me?
Right.
It is all a show. Because you know what? As soon as, you know what I'm saying? They love to post the my man, my man, my man.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? All of that. See, at the end of the day, that my man, my man, my man stuff, it don't work. You know what I'm saying?
We found that out through Young Miami.
Well, you know what I'm saying? And then we've got, you know what I'm saying? We've got shallow people on either end. Women are looking for who can do the best for them, and men are looking for the best looking woman.
Right.
They don't understand what we're missing here.
Right.
We're missing how to talk to each other, how to even have conversation. We're going back and forth with each other on social media platforms and, you know what I'm saying, clickbait.
Right.
And skits that, you know what I'm saying, are portrayed as real to quote unquote humble black women.
Right.
But in the end of the day, how are we making each other? How are we making ourselves happy so that we can be there for each other?
Right.
We're sitting over here discussing finances. Why don't you discuss, what's your favorite Bible verse?
Right.
You
know what I'm saying? Do you have a good relationship with your mom and dad?
About somebody.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Then what's your credit score? Because you can have an 800, 850 and be a terrible person.
And be awful.
You know what I'm saying to you?
Awful.
But if somebody sits up there and tells you, you know what, Matthew, Philippians 4:6-7, it says, you know what I'm saying, be anxious for nothing but in all things, you know what I'm saying, present your petition to God. I'm paraphrasing right now.
That's all right. Get it out. Get it out, Sister Britt.
You know what I'm saying? but the thing is, nobody's speaking that anymore.
Right.
Nobody's
right.
paying attention to that. Do you want to know the most romantic thing I've ever heard in my entire life?
Let me hear it.
Jimmy Carter and his wife, Rosalind.
Oh, yes.
One of their favorite things to do was to translate the Bible in Spanish to each other.
Oh.
That is heavenly love.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness.
Romance. You know romance.
Romance. That's true romance. He really loved that lady, and she really loved him back.
But think
and
about
they
it.
They stayed together happy forever, for years.
But think about this.
And I doubt that he was worried about her credit score when they started dating.
Point intended.
I doubt he was worried about how his homeboys was going to look at him when they started dating.
Right.
I doubt she had a BBL.
Right.
I thought she was a bad bitch when they started dating. Do you understand what I'm saying?
That part.
We are prioritizing the wrong thing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. I had this brother. No, I ain't going to even call him a brother. I'm going to say this nigga. This nigga ain't going to tell me he feels sorry for black women who are alone. I'm like, ain't you by your damn self?
They never ever look at that.
I'm thinking like you.
Sir, you feel sorry for yourself.
You feel sorry for your You feel sorry for your damn self, right?
See, the thing is this right here: black women, our loyalty for black men is what keeps us from going to these different races.
Right. Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna say I'm not gonna say that you were. I'm gonna say I've seen the most peculiar looking women, black women with decent looking white dudes or decent looking Asian dudes or decent looking, you know what I'm saying? I've seen that, okay? And they be happy as hell. They be on TikTok making happy videos.
I want that happiness.
You know what I'm saying? you know what I'm saying? They're with each other.
Right.
Know? So it's not as though we can't get anybody. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, like I said before, you know, these black men that keep playing, y'all gonna breed yourself out of existence. Trust and believe. Two, three generations. You putting self hatred into your children and your children's children. Guess what? They're not gonna want shit to do with a black person.
That part.
And then guess what? In generation three, guess what they're gonna do with that picture of you? They're gonna put that shit in the attic and they're gonna pretend like they were never black.
You know what I wish they would do? You know, to be honest, when it comes to your birth certificate, just like when you fill out a damn job application, they need to put on there white and black. You know, but now they don't want to do that because then they have to break up, you know, the, you know, ethnicities and so forth. But you should put on there because when you go fill out a job application and they have on there, are you Spanish? Do you have Spanish descent? You know, they got that on there. They don't ask you, are you a, you know, you either one of the two. But my thing is, they should have on there whether you're biracial or not. You know, but I think America has it where they just want to put you in a category. And I don't think that's fair. Now, I'm going to ask you this question. Would you date outside your race? Would you be with someone that's not black?
Yes, I would.
I would too. In a heartbeat. And I mean, my heart is beating right now.
It would have to be someone who loves themselves, yeah, and their culture.
Right, absolutely.
Now, there are certain people, you know, I won't date a far alt-right male. You know what I'm saying? That's not something that's even in, you know what I'm saying, in my taste buds.
Right.
But, you know, somebody who's really solid in who they are and, you know, and that, you know what I'm saying, we can stand toe-to-toe and we can laugh about the differences, but we can be respectful about them.
Right.
And, you know, and nobody feels the need to have to overcompensate about something. I don't want some white man that's like scared, you know what I'm saying, that's like all in love with me and, you know what I'm saying, and I want somebody to be in love with me, but someone who's like, you know, I don't want to be that spoiled, you know what I'm saying, mean wife.
Right.
You know, that sends my man scurrying to please me every time and it's never good enough. I don't ever want to be that, you know. And I don't want somebody to spend their life saying, I'm so sorry about the stuff my people put you through, because it's going to do nothing but remind me of it.
Right,
I might
right.
call my sister quietly.
you might wake up missing.
You say this shit one more time. You know what I'm saying? And remind me of this.
Right.
It's going to be time for me to go.
I got to pack my bags.
We have to temper it, you know, that people, you know, and I mean, like I said, I've seen, there's one guy on Instagram right now, and he is so freaking funny. You know what I'm saying? He's this white guy, pasty, you know what I'm saying? Pasty white guy, married to a black girl. They've been together since they were in high school. You know what I'm saying? The daughter is, him and his toddler daughter are currently at war because the little girl be saying all kind of off the wall stuff to him. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're fat and I don't want to play with you. I don't even want you right now. I want mommy. You know what I'm saying? Little
right.
stuff, cute stuff. You know what I'm saying? She's never over the top. And, you know, his reaction is never, you know what I'm saying? He's like, you know what I'm saying? You know what? You had to change your diapers for the first such and such. You were coming from somebody who used to pee on themselves in their diaper. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, it's funny stuff. But he's himself.
Right.
He's not trying to be like, yeah, my wife said, you're right here. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
It's not buffoonery, you know?
See, absolutely.
We've got coons that tap dance to white people's music. And then we've got wiggers that tap dance to black people's music.
There you go. You know? There you go.
And, you know, and so we have to call a spade a spade. Speaking of wiggers, Lord Jesus.
I ain't heard that word in a minute.
Every time I see Rachel Dolezal's name in the news,
oh.
I shake my head and laugh, and then oh. I click into the article. She got fired for her, she got fired from teaching where she was because, they found out about her OnlyFans.
Yes.
She's had for almost 2 years now. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all been checking.
You do that, all the other background checks. You didn't think to check this extensively.
I'm talking about seriously. And her name is Nikichi. Look, she goes by Nikichi Diallo now. I said, you know what?
It don't pay to be online.
Like, that just is amusing to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, she really and truly is just taking this one all the way.
But this is my question, Britt. This is my question. Who found it and how did they find it?
Her family came out and called her out.
Shut up.
Yes. Her family came out and called her out.
Oh.
That's what made it so bad. You know what I'm saying?
I wouldn't have told nobody.
Sean King, you know. Just like Sean King, you know, they call him Talcum X, girl. It's so funny.
I just, you know, when it comes to this world in general, I don't know if it really pays to be on social media. You know, it's kind of, you know, I don't care if you know, incognito, if you just, you know, you just a scroll troller, but it just, for some reason, like, the internet can either make or break you. You know, I was looking at the story of the woman, the white lady who was a YouTuber, and she had about 5 or 6 kids, and she was abusing them. She was abusing each one of them. And she had millions of followers. And my thing was, she was giving out a positive message, but at the end of the day, you were abusing and, you know, misusing your children to not only gain clout, but to make yourself look good. I think it was her and her partner, or it was her and her neighbor or something like that. And one of the kids got away and was like, went to the neighbors, like, can you call the police? I feel... Because I know, like I said, I know there are no perfect parents. That's understood. But when you are on social media and you're putting your life out there for other people to follow and lead, it's just like being a celebrity. We don't know what you do behind closed doors. And that can be the scariest thing ever, because people are looking and searching for information. A lot of us are going through ups and downs and, you know, trials and tribulations and struggles, you know. So I definitely want to tell people to be very careful, you know, who you follow, and make sure that you might want to pray on who you follow, because that's a hard pill to swallow. You know, it's hard pill to swallow when you look up and you realize that the person that you've been idolizing, you can no longer look at. What do you think about P. Diddy and Cassie? While I'm on this subject.
Well, what I think is this right here, you know. I think that was a situation where she was young and naive and did not know what she was getting into.
Right, absolutely.
The dollars attracted her.
Yeah, that money.
And the dollars ultimately kept her for however long it kept her. And then when she made the move, you know, I mean, I feel like, you know, because she broke up shortly before Kim Porter passed, but I feel like that was the deal that clinched everything for her staying away, which I'm so happy for.
Absolutely.
You know? However, I do want to say this right here, you know, because I've never been to the point where somebody has beaten me down to the point where, you know what I'm saying, they can do anything to me.
Absolutely.
I want to caution people about criticizing this girl.
Absolutely.
If anything, I hold her family responsible. I do.
Mm-hmm. Because they knew.
Because ain't no way in the world. And Frankie gonna allow that shit.
Yeah,
you understand
right.
me?
Right.
Frankie and her whole family about to be coming to get me when they see that shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's not stuff you can hide. You know what I'm saying?
Not easily.
And trust and believe. If somebody's trying to isolate me, Frankie gonna pick up on it. She gonna come in with her sisters. You know?
Right.
See, that's the thing. That's the thing about a village that actually cares about you.
Right.
They go there. They go the extra mile for you. They make sure you're okay, you know. And we've gotten away from the village theme.
Absolutely.
The whole me, myself, and I theme. And it's not really profited us. Because look, we got people. It was one girl on Twitter the other day. And I was like, what? She got mad because her dad offered to pay for the wedding. And she said thank you, and she accepted his help. And then she told him that he couldn't walk her down the aisle because she felt like it was private. Okay? And I'm thinking to myself, there are so many women that are going, that are being walked down the aisles by their stepfathers, their uncles, their granddaddies, their brothers.
Because their dad's not there.
Because their father is not there, and you sit there and treat yours like shit. And
that
you
part.
Get mad and go to social media because he said he's not going to pay for the wedding, which I do not blame him.
Right.
You
it's your wedding.
That's a spoiled, entitled brat. You understand? It is not about somebody giving property. These feminists have these women screwed up. Okay?
In the head.
I don't like white feminism at all. I don't fuck with it. Because they've done nothing but jumped on our train when it was convenient and hopped off when it wasn't.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying to you? When they gained enough of a following that they went on their other train, and that's why we have what we have with the Bernie Bros.
Right. That part.
That's why we're here.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's why
we're here.
Now we've been speaking about relationships, and we've been speaking about, you know, habits and doing things, you know, in order and out of order. And, you know, when it comes to politics, you know, I'm finna get on Fanny. I got to get on Fanny because you're down there in Georgia. I want to know, you know, because I have my own belief. You know, I'm rooting for Fanny. I don't care what nobody say. I'm rooting for Fanny because she told the truth. You know, had she had anything to hide, she would have hit that. She wouldn't have hit it so well because we know. Right.
Donald Trump
right.
has something to hide. And
right.
Fanny is now on trial.
Right.
For whatever.
Fanny, let me get her name right.
It's because of him.
Right.
Is because he doesn't want to face her.
Right.
He's trying to throw any other obstacle he can at
in her way.
I'm sorry for interrupting you. I just saw a newscast, a news thing saying that now they're trying to go after the judge because they found out he used to work under her.
That ain't got nothing to do with anything.
That has absolutely.
They are. Oh, they are treacherous.
Is this right here? This is the same. These are the same people that pushed Brett Kavanaugh acting the way he did on the stand in front of the world. They awarded that man with a position on the United States Supreme Court. That's the same people we talking about.
Right.
Now tell me what word comes to mind when you think about these people that support all of this corruption.
Evil. In wickedness in high places. That's all I'm going to say.
I think cult.
That too.
I think cult.
Yeah.
I think that's what I think. You understand? They are a cult. They are not aware that they are a cult, but they are indeed a cult. How can you even get support somebody who is so blatantly wrong and all of the mental gymnastics? I'm tired of it.
Right.
They are turning somersaults to prove that this man is innocent
when he's guilty.
Making him look more guilty.
Right.
They're doing him the worst disservice in the world. We got truckers running around here talking about they gonna boycott. You know how many black truck owners I know that will be happy to take over those contracts?
In a minute.
You understand? See, this is the thing right here. We need to start using their foolishness against them.
Right.
We need to capitalize from it. Okay, you boycotting this? Guess what? This is an opportunity for us. Let's go on ahead and get these black truckers in. We ain't gonna miss you. We ain't gonna skip a beat.
Right. Because we'll keep it going.
It's time for the people who have been marginalized to step to the front line. It's their time. You understand? Cat Williams was not lying when he said this is the year of accountability. Only thing I would edit on that, this is the era of accountability.
Yeah, because everything's being exposed. Right.
All of the stuff that has been happening, you know what I'm saying? You think about it. We got all kinds of things going on right now. The world is out of balance.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about to be balanced out. You know what I'm saying? I have absolutely zero doubt that Joe Biden is going to be elected president again.
Right.
Okay? I had zero doubts that he was going to be president in 2016, before he even ran. All I had to do was look at him, and I'm no psychic. I'm just very in tune with my Heavenly Father and what he tells me.
Amen.
You understand? All I had to do was look at him when he was at the DNC, and he was rallying everybody. He said, come on, we're America. I don't know what it was, but something said, that's your next president. Even if Hillary don't get in, that's your next president.
Right, right.
That's going to be president. And I stood behind it. Even when he looked bad during the primaries, I still stood behind it. You understand? Because all I know, you know what I'm saying? It's not all I know. You know what I'm saying? Joe Biden is brilliant beyond people's recognition. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't give him enough credit.
Right. Because they think he's too old.
Okay? There are foggy old men, and then there are sharp old men.
Right.
Rest assured, Joe Biden is in the sharp. I am not paid to say this shit. I'm speaking off of intuition and discernment here. You understand me? This is what it speaks to me. This is a very, very sincere individual. He takes democracy seriously. He takes this world seriously. And he takes our struggle seriously.
Right.
Okay? Let me tell you why I know this. Because he was willing to change. Not only did he allow Kamala to say what she said, when she showed out on him at the first debate, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
She did. You know what I'm saying? Which she should have. He should have been questioned. She had held him accountable. And I'm sure they had a conversation after that. You know what I'm saying? He apologized. You understand?
Yeah, sincerity.
Not only did he acknowledge that he was wrong, he apologized. Okay? And see, this is the thing that black people see. This man second to a black man for 8 years, and I promise you he was given multiple opportunities to betray him.
Right.
And would have been able to do it successfully. Okay? Ruined man's whole image, and he still had his back. That's what lets you know right then and there. There were people, we had to trust our lives. We had to entrust our lives to people during the Underground Railroad who did not look like us.
Right.
For us to sit up there and assume that somebody's, if they don't show you racist behavior,
right?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it don't mean that they're a racist, but it you know what I'm saying? But it don't mean that they're not a racist. You
right.
know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, it's one of those things where it's like, You know what I'm saying? If they don't show you racist behavior in the beginning, of course you watch people. But for 8 years,
yeah, he could have.
Black president who is absolutely positively brilliant and an extremely good judge of character, I might add.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? He recommended him. Okay, that's somebody he came to look at as a brother. Okay, and it was not so they could perpetrate some evil agenda here. Yeah, it wasn't. It was so that we could set right what had been made wrong.
Right.
And every time we try to set right what's been made wrong, guess what? Here they come. Right. I saw something the other day when they were talking about, some white woman was talking about, yeah, you know what I'm saying? The slaves, you know, they were really taken care of and everything. You know what occurred to me? I said, you know what? A lot of these non-melanated women, a lot of them want to go back to the plantation. Do you know why, though?
Right. Why?
Because they were adored.
Yeah.
They were fawned over. They were put on a pedestal. They were pampered.
Yeah.
They didn't have to work. You understand? But this is the thing right here. It's 2024. You cannot take us back.
At all.
Because that shit will not go the way you want it to
go. You come up missing.
I'm going to make you laugh here for a minute, though. We in the era of city girls. Are you sure you want...
A white black woman putting you on a pedestal at this day and time?
Are you sure you want a plantation full of them girls and slaves? Let me tell you something. First off, you will never see your husband. Second of all, when he's the right one, guess what? You're going to be the slave. You're going to be helping. Look, you're going to be greasing her parts. Bitch, right. Try it. You will be greasing her fucking parts. These women are not playing. You know what I'm saying? These as brilliant as we are with the knowledge that we have, if they were to try to enslave us, the whole world would just be upended.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They know they can't do it. They longing for it. You keep on longing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You keep on longing.
They not ready for that. They not ready. I wish, and I'm gonna say this the other way. I wish a nigga would, you know, because it wouldn't even make any sense in this day and time. Because you look at back then, you know, I look at my ancestors and I look at the fact that my, you know, great 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 grandfather was a, you know, he owned slaves. He ended up having children for a slave, you know. So I look at then, you know, and then they fell in love. You know, they end up loving each other. You know, it probably wasn't there at first, but they end up finding love, having that many children. But you imagine in this day and time, these, we built different. We cut from a whole different cloth than them women were from back way back when. You know, so we don't. I wish a nigga would.
These girls will take your man, okay?
Quick.
This girl's bragging about taking somebody, man. Do you think that you put a bunch of city girls on one plantation?
Right.
Okay. Do you think that white woman gonna still be the mistress in 2 years?
No.
Hell no.
That part. It gonna be all in your face.
He's gonna get stolen multiple times, okay? Yeah. He's gonna get stolen from, he gonna have, it's gonna be, he's probably gonna have flavor of the week up in there. And they're gonna be in there loving it. Because they're getting money and they're getting position and power and privilege and everything.
Right.
She's gonna be the last thing he's thinking about. He's gonna keep her locked up.
Right.
So he can have his white babies.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So he can teach them the way. They don't even think when they say shit like that.
They not ready.
The stuff that we know, the things that we know, you think that we would, that we won't figure out a way to get out of that shit? And the next time somebody tells me to go back to Africa, I'm going to say, why don't you take your ass back? We can clear this whole shit out for the Native American brothers.
The nerve.
And by the way, you tell them hoes in South Africa to clear out that bitch before we get there. We're coming back. Period.
That part.
You know what I'm saying? If you want to go like that, we can all go back. Let's all go back. You're right. It's a great idea. I would love to see where my great-great-great-great-grandparents were.
That part.
Where they from.
Because y'all ain't trying. Because y'all ready. You know, you don't want to teach us where we came from, but you want to, you know, you want to oppress us, you know, and not let us build, you know, who we are, you know. And that's really funny because America has allowed so many nationalities to come into this country, which I think is a beautiful thing. But then you teach them racism. The nerve to stand on business in such a way, and you be racist for somebody from somebody for a country that you didn't even you weren't even born in, you know. And I think that's just really silly, because you know I look at the word racism, I'm thinking like, man, it's a race to be first. It's a race to be right. It's a race to be, you know, in control. It's a race to have money. It's a race to all these things. And it's thinking like, wow, God created us all in his image. And it's funny how we are racing to get to we've taken over something that we didn't even create. We've taken over, you know, people have taken over. Right, right. Exactly. And I feel like we all could walk in a free world, but people's minds are twisted. People, you know, trying to gain territory and say, you know, we own this. This is our land. This is, you know, it didn't belong to nobody, you know. Yeah. And I look at that fact all day long, and I'm thinking like, wow.
Creator made it.
Right. Like Cat Williams said, y'all can't even make water.
Say, oh, well, I just made this land just for these people. No, right. They didn't do that.
Right.
And, you know, it's a shame. It's a shame that they do stuff like that. And the reason being because they don't even understand. See, when it comes down to it, at the end of the day, none of us is taking this shit with us.
Nobody. You can't take none of it with you. You don't even. You're renting it.
Your favorite movie. Your favorite necklace.
Right.
When you leave this mm-hmm. earth, spiritually, when your spirit right. is gone,
can't
you
take
ain't gonna
none
see
of
that necklace no more.
Ever. Ever.
And,
never.
You know. Yeah, it's one thing to say, "Oh, I'm trying to leave this for my children," but really and truly, are you though?
Right.
What kind of future are you going to leave for your children if you keep them narrow-minded?
That
you
part.
Know what I'm saying? What kind of future are you leaving for them?
Mm-hmm.
They won't even be able to begin to comprehend the beautiful possibilities if you shut them down. If you shut them down and make them, you know what I'm saying? Oh, this is our land. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
See, when you hold on to stuff, guess what happens?
Yeah.
It becomes an idol to you. And that land and Israel has become an idol.
Yeah, it has. Absolutely.
Because it is a healing place. There's no other place on this earth like Israel. Okay? They're missing the mess. They're going after the tangible, and they're missing the intangible message.
Yeah.
The intangible message is God made all of this.
Yeah.
For all of us. You understand? And yes, there are certain places we want to, to stake out. What's wrong with the Jewish community being able to keep, you know what I'm saying, the lands that, or should I say the areas that Christ was at, and, you know what I'm saying, and working side by side with the other, with the Islamics, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And making sure that, and helping them, you know what I'm saying, and at least making sure that nobody attacks their mosque. You don't have to go in there. Just respect it.
Yeah.
That's all you have to do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I've seen I've gone down streets with Catholic churches, Baptist churches,
right.
evangelical churches, holiness churches, you know what I'm saying? Synagogues. And those streets don't have not one drop of dang on craziness. You
right.
know? Because
right.
they have learned to live together
cohabitate.
It's called peace.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They've learned to peacefully cohabitate.
Right.
And that's what we need. We have so many people now that don't know how to do that.
Yeah.
We got there's always a Karen that's worried about the black folk moving in the neighborhood, and the black folk probably got more money than she and her husband do.
That part.
You know what I'm saying?
That
they
part.
Probably could teach her some shit. You know what I'm saying? Her husband is Karen. He's tired of that meatloaf every single Sunday. Why don't you go ask Miss Yolanda? Instead of hating on Miss Yolanda because her booty looked big and you mad at her husband, you mad that your husband keep looking, why don't you knock on the door
and
ask her what you cooking on Sunday?
Right. Can I get some sweet potato pie?
With that.
Can we get some sweet? Can we get a sweet potato? Or can we get a pound cake?
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Or
can we
the recipe for
right.
what you're making?
Right.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I'm gonna teach
these
you.
Women act like it's just gonna destroy them that black people are in the neighborhood. And it's mm-hmm. like, no. We all have, you know what I'm saying? I would love to move in a mixed neighborhood so that we can all exchange recipes.
Diversity.
And teach each other's kids how
right.
to live in peace and harmony. That is my dream.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? One thing for me, I ain't ever going to send my child to all black school. That's not reality. That's not the reality we're facing.
Right. Which is horrible.
What I will do is make sure that they go to school in a safe, in a place that is safe, that is diversity safe.
Yeah.
You understand? And when I say diversity safe, you know what I'm saying? I mean, diversity safe. I mean that people are free to live their own lives and, you know what I'm saying, and whatever. You know, and see, the thing is, you know, I'm not really so against, you know what I'm saying, certain things, it's just certain things need to be respectable. You know what I'm saying? You know, I feel like the community needs to be like-minded in certain things, and family values, that I don't play about that. You know what I'm saying? I don't.
Amen.
I don't play about family values. I don't. You know, if I'm part of your village and I see your child acting up and showing out on you,
right,
I'm gonna tell them something.
That part, because
you know what I'm saying. And if we family, if we a village like that, I'm gonna tell little. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna tell little. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna tell little Ralph. You know what I'm saying? Stop running. Your mom already told you one time.
Right. Somebody else got to step in.
I'm gonna tell you three times to stop running. Now stop.
That part.
You know what I'm saying?
Because you can't tell these kids nothing.
She can tell my child, you know what?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I heard your mother tell you not to do that. Don't do that.
Right.
I'm not going to get mad at that. You're making my child better. You know what I'm saying? We have so many sensitive women out there. My child is my child. Baby, what happened to you may not happen to your child.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Learn the difference between loving correction and mean-spirited criticism. If you learn that difference, your life will be so much better.
Yeah, because we want to be protectors. We want to protect them from any and everything. You don't know who they, but you don't know who's influencing them. You don't know who's in their ear. You don't know who's sowing a seed.
This right here, you can tell who's mean-spirited. All you got to do is listen to you.
Right.
All you got to do is listen to how you feel.
Right.
When somebody tells you something, you know what I'm saying? And if it doesn't make you feel good or whatever, you tell them. But if somebody is calling you sweetie and baby, you know what I'm saying, and they're telling you, look, you know what I'm saying, and you know that they're telling you something, right? Or somebody not calling you sweetie or baby. If they just tell you, girl, you know you wrong for trapping that man. You know you wrong for stealing that. That's not me.
Right.
I'm tearing a black woman down. It's called straightening your crown.
Right.
You know what I'm
saying? Adjusting
it. What I like to do whenever I'm offering constructive advice, because I try not to criticize anybody.
Right.
I try to tell them, you're more than this.
Yeah.
You are more. I want them to understand I see them, okay? I see past your foolish-ass behavior, and I see the God. I see who God created you to be.
Right.
And you are not acting like that person right now.
That part.
You know what I'm saying? I can say that if I'm telling you something that's true, not if I'm telling you, oh, well, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know how there are some women, you get, you know what I'm saying? You might as well get with him, such and such and such and such. You know what I'm saying? I've seen so many friends try to convince their other friends to settle for a man.
Yeah.
They wouldn't even be with themselves. Why would you do that?
That part.
No, you ain't getting no older. You ain't getting no younger. And that don't mean nothing. I can still go off and have babies.
Right. I'm good.
In my life.
I'm good.
You know what I'm saying? I don't have to sit and settle for anything that I don't feel like is for me.
It's funny how we want people want things for us that they're not willing to take for themselves, you know, and people put you in a position to make you, you know, look at them funny because it's like, wow, you know, you wouldn't even take this, you know, like, you know, what do you see in me? You know, like what you trying to say, you know, but we've come into this world and we come into this day and time where the atmosphere has shifted in such a way, you know, whether it comes to relationships, habits, you know, politics, just living a daily life. And we look at the fact that many of us are making decisions based on where we are right now. And as we go into this today and we go into tomorrow, God willing, that we, you know, continue to base our lives on what God has given us and the things that He's continued to do in our life. We look at the fact that we are, tomorrow is not promised, but we live for today and we hope and pray that we get it right. You know, we take accountability for our own characters and we also take an accountability for our friends and loved ones as well, too. So with that being said, this is your girl, Virtuous Divan Company. This and my special guest is Miss Brittany Jones. You will hear more from her on Ladies and Gents podcast episode that she gives her 2 cents and a bag of chips. You guys be easy, be blessed. This is your girl, Virtuous Divan Company. Peace out.
Amen.